On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Hello, welcome to Tall Can Sports. Rob over there.
Oh, sexy girlfriend.
Like women listen to this show. How's it going?
No more Yankee my wanky.
That's probably true. How's it going, man?
As he tries to steer this back onto, it's quite well. I'm going fine. Smashing.
Good. If I were to mention the name Kevin Glenn to you,
yep,
what would immediately come to mind?
Only guy to have played at least been signed and been a member of all nine current CFL franchises.
Point of pride or point of shame?
Shame! Now, worth noting,
shame.
Never threw a ball for Toronto or Ottawa.
Right. Were signed or traded to and then dealt
without
ever.
Now, you know what? It's got to be one of those in a league that's well over 100 years old. It's got to be a bit of a, you know, you can say, hey, check that out.
Well, he seemed to be in the interview taking some pride in it, saying he planned to or hoped to, in a joking kind of way, sign with Edmonton for one day and retire as an Eskimo so that he could have this record. And then when they signed him, it was to be backup to
Riley.
Mike Riley.
Yeah. Now, I missed. Where'd Franklin go?
Traded to Toronto or Hamilton? Toronto, I believe.
Well, it can't be Hamilton. Christ, man.
I know.
They already have Mazzoli and they traded out.
Well, and they're trying to bring in
what's his
Johnny
face?
Manziel.
But there's more talk that really Manziel's using Hamilton to get to Montreal.
I would if I was him and enjoyed the type of lifestyle that he does. I'd much rather be in Montreal than Hamilton.
For sure.
And pretty much any lifestyle, really.
Yep. Other than a day-old Tim Hortons donut. Hamilton's your place, baby.
When you think of, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in the CFL, well-circulated athletes.
Mike Sillinger?
Mike Sillinger is the name that comes to mind for me, absolutely. Who
played for 11 teams, I think. Is that right?
I believe that's the number I've got as well. And like for some reason,
how about Jaromir Jagr?
Got to be getting close.
For sure he does.
Now, we covered this a year or so ago, and we had both kind of forgotten his Dallas days, right? His New Jersey days, which were like long. Like he was there for a while.
Honestly, I pulled that out of my hat just now. Like
Boston?
Yeah, check that out. Yeah, Boston, Philadelphia, we have Capitals.
Rangers, Panthers.
Yes, I was just going to say
Flames.
Oh, Pittsburgh. Don't forget that.
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah. So, but yeah, to me, that's, you're getting up there, man.
As we talk about Kevin Glenn, 17 seasons, 9 teams, as you mentioned, 2 that he didn't actually suit up for, but did play. I can remember when Ottawa was getting up and running. being pretty happy with having Kevin Klein, right? It was a reliable guy, right? Like a
way better than they started out with their Dan Crowley as the Renegades.
The Renegades,
right?
Yeah. Like it was a name that you went, yeah, okay. For an expansion team, that's probably about what you expect. And then you're able to go out and you're able to make Henry Burris happen. You go, see a fucking Kevin Glenn.
Yeah. And really, so there is a bit of shame to it. But the fact that you can play 17 years, now clearly he was never able to land and sort of be a bona fide starter.
Right.
Right. But you've been useful enough, right, in the last couple of years. He caught on with BC and Winnipeg. And where was he last year? Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
And he actually beat Ottawa in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
So he's hung around. He's done himself, got a little of this, a little of that. And so.
Well, so he was, as you mentioned, a Rough Rider last year, but that was his third tour of duty with the Rough Riders. He was there from 01 to 03. He was there again in 08. Is that right? Yeah. And last year. And then had stops in Winnipeg twice. So in terms of being playing for each team, some of these were multiple times, right? So he's got two stops for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
So actually, it could have been 12 teams is what you're saying.
Sorry, I have this now. 01 through 03 for Saskatchewan, then again in 13, then again in 15, which is still not right because he was just there last year. So fuck my statistics that I've got here. And then in Winnipeg, he was there from 04 through 08. And then again in 2016, which I do remember, at least being correct, no Grey Cups. So despite having been a useful hand for a while, never able to get over the hump, but he did throw for over 4,000 yards last year. So, you know, sixth in all-time CFL passing yards.
Yeah, well, what it really means is if you break training camp and you have Kevin Glenn as your quarterback, you may be okay, but you're not winning shit.
Right. Yeah, and
that's really the thing, right? You wake up in the morning and go,
oh, we're fucked. Well, and to have him
500 season looks like
he talked about coming into Edmonton. He seems to be reasonably happy with the role he's going to play, right? As a backup to Mike Riley, and he said a few times, you don't always get to see what's happening when you're out there, and to have a veteran guy that you can come off and talk to on the sidelines who you know maybe isn't threatening to your job is useful, right?
Like, and this is what he did in 2016, sorry, playing for BC, I think.
Right.
Right? He served predominantly as a backup there, and when their guy, his name escapes me, got injured, right? Kevin Glenn is
Casey Prenners. No.
Steve
Travis
Pierce.
Lule.
Travis Lule. It is a more than serviceable backup. It's not like, oh, shit, what's going to happen? Yeah, Kevin Glenn knows what he's doing and is capable back there. So, but you're not going to win anything,
right?
I think is what I'm saying.
Yeah, probably not, right? He appears to be kind of one of those guys. I wonder, though, when you look around the CFL, obviously he's the first time or first guy to have played for all nine teams, but it's only been a nine-team league for so long. Maybe with a 10th coming, and he kind of joked in the article that might have to be a one-day contract for the 10th team.
Wait till the Schooners roll around and then get in there?
When you think about some of the top quarterbacks in CFL history, man, they travel in this league, right? Like,
well, because the money, right? The money is, and they're not able to ever give you big money. So,
like when Damon Allen, you talk about Danny McManus, you talk about even like guys like Dave Dickinson.
So, but Danny McManus, I think of in Hamilton.
Yeah, clearly, that's where he finished up,
and then Edmonton is that.
Yeah, I believe that's right.
I don't think of him anywhere else.
Well, Dave Dickinson spent time in Calgary, spent time in BC.
He's a Calgary guy to me.
Yeah. Yeah, to me too, I think.
So right? Henry Burris.
Henry Burris bounced around.
Calgary.
Ended up in Hamilton. But
Ottawa.
He did play for a year in Hamilton.
For sure he did.
Yeah. And then Ottawa. Who will you go down remembering? Maybe, probably you will because you're an Ottawa guy.
And he's still here.
He'll be a red black to you.
Yeah, well, I think of him most as a grinning Stampeder,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. It's just interesting in this league the way guys bounce around, right? And When you talk about people who bounce around between teams, it's kind of easy in the CFL just based on the way that it's set up. But, you know, you mentioned your Mike Sillingers. You mentioned,
off-traveled guys.
Yeah. Is it a point of shame? Is it a point of I'm just staying in the league, man. Make another couple hundred grand over here, a couple hundred grand over here.
Well, and there is no other options,
you can hang
around,
right?
There, in football, there is no other options. Hockey, yeah, you go to Russia, you go to the Swiss League, you play overseas somewhere. Football, there isn't.
Seeing that when we announced and we talked about the Canadian Olympic hockey team. You place more value on Mike Sillinger playing for like 23 different NHL teams or a guy who plays, I don't know, 6 years in the NHL and then gets to Russia and just finishes out there. To me, stay in the show.
It's a different time though, right? The Sillinger time. What's happening in the NHL now is
youth.
And they've phased out that sort of middle income.
Right.
Right. And so.
Sillinger ever a senator?
I think he was.
I think he was too. Yes. Maybe one trade deadline like a month or two or something.
Whereas I think that it'd be much harder to do now, right? To be that Sillinger type guy, right? Usually you go to a couple spots and they need you in the back end.
Right.
Right. Or you got to be young.
Yeah, and that seems to be it now is young guys are cheaper in the salary cap league. And so vets who aren't impact guys, see ya, right?
Right, or you're in that $1 million range, that Tom Pyatt range, right? That sort of guy.
I played for Guy Boucher in Europe, and so I
don't even look at that $2 million mark because guess what? You, my friend, are pricing yourself out of the market.
Right.
True. True story. So I think that you're going to see that much less.
This week we saw the announcement of the Canadian Olympic flag bearers. It was Scott Moyer and Tessa Virtue. First thoughts from you on that?
Don't like it.
Okay. Interesting. Why not?
I think they're a fine choice, right? Gold medal in Vancouver, silver medal in Sochi, right?
That they, undefeated in 16-17.
Yeah. No. And after taking 2 years off, I don't like splitting it.
And that was my follow-up question. Thoughts on it being two people?
See, you had Haley Wickenheiser in Sochi.
Yeah.
She's a member of a team sport.
Yep.
You didn't have the whole Team Canada walk in with the...
That's interesting, yeah.
Didn't walk in with the flag, right? It's Haley.
Really different in a sport like this where they depend on each other.
Hey, Tessa. Tessa, sorry about that. You're out.
Right.
Hey, I'm the cute one. He's freakish. Good point, Dessa. You're in. Scott, you're out.
I mean, given a choice, right?
Yep.
That's interesting to me. Because I did wonder if this was going to be a thing. Because it does seem very Canadian to have two people do it.
Well, I thought
in this case, they are a team, right? But as you've mentioned, the hockey team is a team. You couldn't do 20, 23, whatever athletes.
It's like the cup. Give me the flag. I'm gonna raise it over my head. It's like,
if you think in Vancouver, there was a lot of flack given for Canada won't pick one athlete to light the flame, right? We were going to have Katrina LeMay-Doan.
Gretzky and Steve Nash and Muhammad Ali. It was just so strange.
Mrs. Fox, I forget.
Terry Fox's mom, yeah. Yes. Sure. That's good enough.
Any of those would have been a fine choice, but we picked four. And then, of course, the fucking apparatus broke.
Steve Nash looking around going, what the?
Hey. And then we put Wayne Gretzky in the back of a fucking pickup truck because it's very Canadian as well.
Yeah.
But to me, I have a totally different reaction to this. This is, I don't have a problem picking one athlete out of a team sport like a Haley Wickenheiser or a Christine Sinclair or something like that. In a tandem sport like this, I don't really take issue with it, but I do understand that this will be the first time that we've ever split it. It's two people, but I kind of like it.
Okay, and I can't say other countries haven't done it, but I've never seen it. Right, I mean, just casually, and this is sort of anecdotal, right? But from watching, you never see somebody else with two people with their hands on the flag walking in. You're like, woo! No, you never see it.
So I've got to ask you then, who else?
Yeah, you knew they weren't going to go back to hockey again. We talked about that, right? When we briefly touched on it.
Yep. And I don't think they should.
I you could have went with McMorris.
Yep.
But beyond that, I don't really know.
Yeah, and I haven't seen the full team, right? Is Charles Anlin still here? Is Alex Bilodeau still here? Is
like Alex Bilodeau. No, I would imagine Bilodeau is not back.
Yeah.
Right? Two Olympics is usually, you know, in terms of.
Well, yeah. Well, these. And if you, this pair is on to their third.
Yeah, no, I for sure. But I you know, I don't know. I didn't pay a pile of attention in Sochi either, right? The time, it was just. To me, it was garbage. No, we did quite well.
How dare you exist somewhere 8 hours from me?
Yeah, this is, yeah, 8 hours
at best. Yeah,
try three. Anything outside of anything
Vancouver, outside, man? Yes. Could you be bothered to watch Vancouver?
Okay, well, and you know what? It's so interesting, Vancouver. So at that time, my kids were 8 and 10, and I remember we won whatever 26, 29 20, medals.
Yeah.
With, honestly, a record haul of gold.
And yeah, it was that last gold, the hockey gold that put us over the.
Yeah. So I took my kids to, and I pulled up the 88 Olympics winter.
Brian Orser.
Right? And you had, so you had, the female figure skater from Ottawa here, Manley. Liz yeah. Manley won yeah. a silver.
Right.
Orser won a silver. And there was a bronze in there, maybe Gaetan Boucher, something like that. And that's it.
Guillaume Latendresse.
We had no golds, two silver and a bronze. And I'm saying, like, so my kids who are like, yeah, of course we rock. And you're like, yeah.
No, we don't.
We haven't for forever. And you go, and look at this. And we're up until that point, we were the only host country to never win never win a gold medal. And so I'm trying to impart to my kids how special that was.
Well, because it was Alex Bilodeau who got the first ever gold mm-hmm. on, and everyone expected that it would be Jennifer Heil in the women's moguls, and she didn't get it done, and it went to Alex Bilodeau, who was
Did she win a silver though?
I believe she did get a silver,
didn't and we're done. Talking you about choking.
Well,
yeah, I know.
It was a thing, right? That was hanging over Canada as the only host nation to have never won a gold medal, and we had done it twice, and so Jennifer Heil was supposed to be our first. Best shot at it. And so, yeah, you get a medal and that's awesome. And you go, fuck, is this going to be a thing again?
Yeah.
And
well, and they talk about in terms of doubling back to Moyer and Virtue, the sort of curse of being the flag bearer, right?
Yeah. Which
had, and I'm trying to think of the mogul skier, Pierre-Luc
Dubois.
that's what I was going to say, Dubois or Dubé or.
Right. What year are you talking about now?
Lillehammer.
Yeah. In Lillehammer, it was Kurt Browning.
Okay. Didn't win a gold either.
No.
Right. And so then.
No, there's a long tail of that.
Nagano.
Don't remember.
Yeah. It's got to be the French guy.
Okay.
The mogul skier who was dominant, right? Won three world championships, rolls in, maybe didn't even win a medal. Right, and so they're like, "Oh, it's the curse."
Yeah.
Now, are you surprised that this is I think they said the sixth skater to carry the flag?
Not really. When you think about how long it is, and you know how long we've been doing this, and the things that we're actually good at, not really. I am surprised. I gotta tell you, I'm surprised. This is the first time that we've had a tandem, you know, ice dance. Or pairs figure skating team. I'm surprised more by that than the fact that it's.
Do you get the ice dance?
No.
Can you tell a good performance?
No. I can tell the difference between like you and I doing ice dance and then a good team.
I think you're selling yourself short, man. You're certainly selling me short.
Who's throwing who?
Oh, I'm throwing you.
No doubt. Like straight into the penalty box. Yeah.
I got to wear one of those power lifter belts.
I'll do the splits as you lift me up. It's going to be great. But shit just hanging out.
Big sweaty mess.
That'll be the name of our routine.
Bunch of uncut pastrami.
Dancing next to big sweaty mess.
You say it best when you say nothing at all. You say it best. You say it best. That's the tune we're dancing to.
Oh, dear.
What do you think? Hey, is it too late?
For you and I? Probably.
Okay. The window's closed?
Yeah. Because I don't know if I can ever get the picks on the front of my skates, right? Like, it's...
Well, it's very important for your pivots and...
Sure.
...launching yourself.
Oh, I'm going to launch myself.
I'm loving it.
Ass first into the boards.
You and your little sequins.
It's going to be great, man.
Because clearly...
Yeah.
I'm the man.
Oh.
See, ain't no question who the man is.
Yeah, you know what? I'm intrigued by this choice. I don't have the same. I don't get the impression that you're like irate about it.
But no, not at all.
But I'm more like, to me, it's a deserving pair, and it is a little strange that we're gonna have two people carry it. But this is one of those things, like you referenced. I would have thought it was weird if Haley Wickenheiser brought 22 members of the women's hockey team up to carry it with her.
Yeah, come on, girls.
But
we're streaking the quad.
As a pair, there's no way to choose between them. One of them couldn't have won without the other, and they've been great in their sport. And I kind of dig it.
Did you hear who else was in the running?
I didn't. Did you?
No.
All right. Well, this is probably going over as a – and this is why I asked you, right? Like, you know, when you start to – Is Heather Moise still competing, or will she be on the broadcast team, right? You referenced Alex Bilodeau, probably not competing anymore, right?
But he will be there, I bet.
As CBC is host, I kind of like CBC over the TSN Sportsnet conglomerate, CTV guy. Right? I'm going to miss Brian Williams, but CBC is who's supposed to broadcast the Olympics, and Perdita Felician will be there as part of the broadcast team, no doubt. And
really? In the wintertime?
No. I've no doubt she'll be there as part of the, you know, doing something.
What are your expectations?
For our Olympic team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this where the Vancouver money starts to wane?
And that's what I was going to say is, you know, we've seen it in the summer sports with China, right, where it starts to wear off a bit, and it takes a while.
Yeah.
So I think we'll do okay, but we've always been okay in the winter sports. I think we're...
I just referenced Calgary with two silver and a bronze.
Yeah, all right.
Not always okay. Always all right.
Always all right is the song.
Alabama Shakes.
Thank you.
Yep.
There's a lot of editing I'm going to have to do in this show to start putting all this shit underneath. Yeah, you know what? I'm intrigued.
That's one big woman with a small guitar.
That's a... Yeah, you know what? I am, as it gets closer, more excited than I expected I would be over these Olympics.
Pointer Sisters.
But it's in spite of the time zone, right? Like, one of the things that was so cool about Vancouver was it basically ran, noon through midnight every night with the time change. And, you know, you kept an eye on it best you could through the day. And then
there was some crazy good viewing.
Something going on, right? There was always, and it was cool. When you look back at some of the voice essays done by Stephen Brunt with video highlights done on Canada, taking some pride and pounding their chests a little bit. I don't know. I really enjoyed Vancouver. That kind of re-energized my interest in the Olympic Games.
Well, we've talked about it, though. That quarterfinal, Canada beating Russia 7-3, was the same night as the bobsled.
And what's his name? Who hosts The Amazing Race now? The guy with the pitcher of beer.
Yep.
It was all in one night.
That was exhausting.
And it was amazing.
I remember at the end of the night going,
I'm spent.
I haven't got off my couch, man.
I'm going to go shit with the door open
and wave it. Clearly the door needs to be waved.
Obviously. Yeah, you know what? Like, and Sochi, I got into it despite the time difference. And I have a feeling, I'm going to engage in this probably more than I thought I would 6 months ago.
Yeah, I'll be watching a bunch of it on sort of the evening recaps.
Tape delay.
Yeah, no, well, not even. I'll just show up and CBC will do a fantastic job of giving you the evening recap, right? I'll get home and in prime time because nothing will be happening, right? Or maybe you're into the morning or whatever it is, right? As you watch your 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, you know, you're shooting forward into the next day's early morning broadcast. But
So we've talked about hockey before. Outside of that, NHL or not, what are your favorite Winter Olympic sports to watch?
You know what? I love all of it. I'm not big on, and really I'm going to date myself, I don't care too much for the half pipe and the sort of the snowboarding stuff.
Because I don't, unless the guy falls on his face, I don't really know who landed it any better than the other guy.
Yeah,
right?
Any of the judge things. Yeah, you know, I like your traditional stuff. How fast?
It's speed skating for me.
Can you go?
Long and short track, for sure. Love it.
Well,
the short track is nuts.
Absolute chaos.
Especially the team event. I don't remember what they call it, but when you've each got like four people out there.
They call it roller derby on ice, is what they call it.
That's amazing, right? Yeah. I enjoy
it. But I love all of it. I love the biathlon, right? The stuff you don't get to see. The
biathlon is dull as shit.
Come on, man.
I'm cross-country skiing with a gun.
Yeah, and then the idea that you got to get someplace.
How do the Americans not dominate that?
And you got to slow your heart rate down to nothing and to be accurate and then get up and then crank it up again. Man, you got to be super fit. Super fit for that.
It's just weird.
No, of course it is. But all of it's...
You ever seen Jerry Seinfeld's take on that?
On the biathlon?
Yeah.
No.
He's like, it's just weird. You ski as fast as you can and then you shoot something. He's like, I don't understand how these things ended up together. He's like, why don't we just put people in the Summer Olympics at the end of a lane? You swim as hard as you can, then you strangle a guy, and then you swim back.
Well, because you've never lived in a Nordic climb, you douchebag.
Where you ski and shoot and ski.
Yeah, and then you got to throw something on your back and then ski back to wherever you came from.
He also said that the luge is the only sport you could do involuntarily and it would be no different. You like grab someone off the street. Like, I don't want to do the luge. Chuck him down the hill. Like, yeah. World record. Guy didn't even want to do it.
Okay, how about skeleton though? That's the thing.
Face first one?
Yeah, exactly.
I think luge is worse, man. You're going balls first down the hill. Like, fuck this. Right? Like,
with that little suit?
Yeah.
Oh, moose knuckle.
Things just waving in the wind.
Yeah.
Waving.
Yes. Look at you.
I didn't.
Prairie dogging. Perhaps.
Rolls just bursting out and wobbling.
All up under your chin. Exactly.
They're flapping what away.
That's his moobs. That's right up under his chins. I love it.
That's going to be
right up under his
the
chins.
Winter Olympics.
Well, that's going to be the show title. Right up under his chins.
Love it. We've also got some confirmation, we'll see, for better or worse, that our pal Amy Burke, Paralympian, three times, will join us for some of our Winter Olympic coverage, if you want to call it that.
Stay tuned.
She asked if we wanted to send her there for better audio, but I thought she'd be more comfortable in her pajamas on the couch at 7 a.m. She agreed, so I think that's how that's going to go.
Wasn't in the budget, eh?
The TCA budget did not involve round-trip flights to
TCA South budget Europe. Got maxed out at Grey Cup.
Yeah, for sure. And a couple of cases of beer still hanging out in the studio here. So, anything else for
where?
This?
What? Not right now.
My side of the table.
Okay.
Anything else for this episode, man?
Yeah, that's about it.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
See you.
That's DCS.
Well, pass me the whiskey, pass me the gin. Well, I don't care if it's 7 in the morning, for all I care can be the second coming. Well, you say you can't take it anymore, you can't live like this, it's a really big deal. Well, I don't care, I can't take it, and I don't give a fuck about your chances at all.
This one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.